Death World, written by Harry Harrison, narrated by BJ Harrison. Chapter 1. Jason Denault sprawled in soft luxury on the couch. A large, frosty stein held limply in one hand. His other hand rested casually on a pillow. The gun behind the pillow was within easy reach of his fingers. In his line of work, he never took chances. It was all highly suspicious. Jason didn't know a soul on this planet. Yet the card sent by service tube from the hotel desk had read, "Kirk Pyrrhus would like to see Jason Denault." Blunt and to the point. He signaled the desk to send the man up, then lowered his fingers a bit until they brushed the gun butt. The door slid open, and his visitor stepped through. A retired wrestler. That was Jason's first thought. Kirk Pyrrhus was a gray-haired rock of a man, his body seemingly chiseled out of flat slabs of muscle. Then Jason saw the gun strapped to the inside of the other man's forearm, and he let his fingers drop casually behind the pillow. "I'd appreciate it," Jason said, "if you'd take off your gun while you're in here." The other man stopped and scowled down at the gun, as if he was seeing it for the first time. "No, I never take it off." He seemed mildly annoyed by the suggestion. Jason had his fingers on his own gun when he said, "I'm afraid I'll have to insist. I always feel a little uncomfortable around people who wear guns." He kept talking to distract attention while he pulled out his gun, fast and smooth. He could have been moving in slow motion for all the difference it made. Kirk Pyrrhus stood rock still while the gun came out, while it swung in his direction. Not until the very last instant did he act. When he did, the motion wasn't visible. First his gun was in the arm holster, then it was aimed between Jason's eyes. It was an ugly, heavy weapon, with a pitted front orifice that showed plenty of use. And Jason knew if he swung his own weapon up a fraction of an inch more, he would be dead. He dropped his arm carefully, and Kirk flipped his own gun back in the holster with the same ease he had drawn it. "Now," the stranger said, "if we're through playing, let's get down to business. I have a proposition for you." Jason downed a large mouthful from the mug and bridled his temper. He was fast with a gun. His life had depended on it more than once, and this was the first time he had been outdrawn. It was the offhand, unimportant manner it had been done that irritated him. "I'm not prepared to do business," he said acidly. "I've come to Cassilia for a vacation. Get away from work." "Let's not fool each other, Denault," Kirk said impatiently. "You've never worked at an honest job in your entire life. You're a professional gambler, and that's why I'm here to see you." Jason forced down his anger and threw the gun to the other end of the couch so he wouldn't be tempted to commit suicide. He had hoped no one knew him on Cassilia and was looking forward to a big kill at the casino. He would worry about that later. This weightlifter type seemed to know all the answers. Let him plot the course for a while and see where it led. "All right, what do you want?" Kirk dropped into a chair that creaked ominously under his weight and dug an envelope out of one pocket. He flipped through it quickly and dropped a handful of gleaming galactic exchange notes onto the table. Jason glanced at them, then sat up suddenly. "What are they, forgeries?" he asked, holding one up to the light.
"They're real enough," Kirk told him. "I picked them up at the bank. Exactly 27 bills, or 27 million credits. I want you to use them as a bankroll when you go to the casino tonight. Gamble with them and win."
They looked real enough, and they could be checked. Jason fingered them.